Hello, this is Nature's Remedies, and I'm Dr. Tim Hagney. Today's topic is about the herb lomatium, which is in the same botanical family as parsley and angelica. This plant has a reputation as an antiviral herb, so is useful for colds and flu. Like golden seal, lomatium is to be taken during the actual symptoms, and not as much as a preventative like the tonic herbs. This herb is native to the American Southwest and has powerful aromatic qualities. While not as bitter tasting as golden seal, the flavor is more pungent, so just be prepared. For those listeners knowledgeable about Indian cooking, or even Ayurveda, India's native medical system, the herb asafoetida, another strongly aromatic plant, also belongs to the same botanical family, known as Umbelliferae. Hemlock is also in this family, which homeopaths often use to help in cancer patients' healing, but of course in very small doses. Lomatium, while possessing antiviral and antibacterial properties, will not create a fungal or yeast overgrowth the way antibiotics can. This herb, unlike antibiotics, works with the person's immune system to overcome the infection. One could mix this herb with golden seal to fight a cold, along with other immune-stimulating herbs such as echinacea, which many people have heard of, or perhaps licorice root, both of which I've talked about in the program before. One side effect of lomatium, I should mention, has been a skin rash in some people. Fortunately, this disappears when the herb is stopped. Like the other herbs I've talked about so far, it's the root that we use for our medicine. Apparently, this herb attracted attention when it was used to prevent mortality in influenza epidemics in the 1920s Western U.S. Naturopathic doctors have treated pneumonia with lomatium, as taught by Dr. John Bastier in the Pacific Northwest. Michael Moore, noted herbalist, considers the root just mentioned as due to a die-off reaction. That is, that rash is a sign of the infection being resolved. But in any event, it makes sense to at least back off on the dosage of lomatium if by chance you see a rash developing during its use. Dosage could be half a dropperful 4 times a day during the symptoms of a cold or flu. Well, this has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies. Thanks for listening.